Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saw Amy Grant on an episode of Wheel of Fortune, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, a couple of weeks ago. And here she is on the Good Day program to welcome you in this hour of our conversation, of our focus on what is happening around town, around the country, around the world. December 6th is upon us, a Wednesday, and a good day to you, Jay Kirshner. Good day to you, Jay Kirshner. Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
That's what Paul Harvey always used to say at the end of his broadcast. Good day. Okay, so we have Christmas to talk about because today, among other things, is St. Nicholas Day. St. Nicholas was born in the 3rd century in a small village in Asia Minor. Devoted Christian parents. This was early in the Christian era. Soon after their untimely demise, there's an epidemic going on, kind of like COVID of the day. And Nicholas gave away his entire inheritance to the sick, the suffering, the people that were in his town that needed help. His selfless service, his generosity, his genuine concern about the people in his town, one of the youngest bishops in made him the Bishop of Myra under the persecution of the Romans. He was imprisoned for his faith. He was called Bishop Nicholas. He attended the Council of Nicaea, something that you read about if you're a biblical scholar, pledged his life to service of the needy. So he was around for quite a long time, and as legend has it, he was buried in a cathedral, and he was, because of who he was, the rumor was that he had unique healing powers. And people who would visit his grave would also sort of get those, almost by osmosis, it would seem. So he has had many folk tales come up, people come up with, so you know how this works, right? I was healed, and it was St. Nicholas, and so today we honor the memory of him, the holy saint of generosity, holy saint of forgiveness, the image of St. Nicholas riding on a saddleback offering gifts to children was crystallized as Santa Claus back in the 1800s. And so today it's believed that St. Nicholas arrived on his horse on a feast day, accompanied by Black Peter. They distributed sweets and presents to children. You had to be well behaved, though. If you were a baddie, coal and potatoes, that's what you got. And so this spread all over Europe and the Netherlands. St. Nicholas became Santa Claus because of the English there translated a little bit down. So that's the story of jolly old St. Nick. All right? In 270 A.D., actually, he was born. He became the bishop in 300 A.D. He was buried, and he died in 343 and was buried in that cathedral. 400 A.D., the wonder worker. I'm not sure how that fits into this. What is that? What's that piece? Are you smarter than I am when it comes to the era of Santa Claus? Started in 1100, but I don't get the business of the wonder worker. I suppose that would be the elves, maybe.
Well, yeah. I know that there is a real person who started out like years and years and like a long, long, long time ago, who was leaving gifts for children.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there it is. The story, the rough story of jolly old St. Nicholas. It's 12 after the hour on the Good Day program. Joe Biden says that he's not sure he'd be running if it wasn't for Trump. All those who believe that, please raise your hand, either your left hand or your right hand or both of them. Right? The president was speaking candidly. I always like that. Yes, this is me from the heart. Offered an assessment of his reelection rationale. He was telling donors and reporters that he wasn't sure he'd seek a second term if it wasn't for the threat of Donald Trump.
So does he himself think that he is the best candidate to go against Donald Trump rather than moving out of the way for a better candidate?
Ah, what a wonderful question. I wonder if anybody was smart enough to ask that question. Jay, where were you yesterday when he was doing all of this?
Well, what time was it?
I think it was in the afternoon at some point in time. And then right after that, as you can imagine, Trump went after him. And this is such an old story. It just is so boring to listen to these two guys back and forth. And it's, where is it? And Gavin Newsom isn't the one. I don't know much about what's his name, Dean Phillips? I don't know much about him. But every day I'm more sure that I'm voting for Kennedy, no matter what the rest of these characters come up with. And so then after Biden said what he did, Trump on the stump went out and, took his usual shots. There are some people who, when they listen to him and how he goes off on his rants, don't really think he's trying to get elected. He's just wanting to have his say. He wants to pontificate. He wants to tell everybody what he thinks. But one of the things he did reiterate was his vow to repeal and replace Obamacare. Whether that's good for voters or it isn't, I don't even, at this point, does anybody even think about Obamacare? It was such a big to-do when it was passed. I don't know, do we even think about it? I mean, our health care system in this country is so bad in comparison to other countries that are of our status. Do you know what I mean? What is, I have opted to not go the primary care physician. This is an example of, a story that probably can be repeated hundreds, if not thousands, if not more, times around the country. The Medicare stuff that I am entitled to because of my age, and some people are entitled to benefits of Medicare because of their, whatever their condition is, whatever their lot in life is. But those of you who pay, I have a supplemental thing that costs a couple hundred bucks a month. The kind of care, though, that you get, because Medicare has defined or refined what's available, I'm sure if you had this conversation with your mother or your father, Jay, you'd have the same sort of conversation as I'm having here with the point I'm making.
Medical care today is so different from what I grew up with, where growing up, if I could see my doctor same day and it was always my same doctor. Now, I hardly ever can get in with my doctor. There are no same day appointments. If you have, if you need to see your doctor same day, then you need to take yourself to urgent care, which is way more expensive.
Yep. And oftentimes insurance doesn't pay for that. So, I guess what I was going to say, in my own circumstance, I decided not to stay with a primary care physician that I'd had for almost 30 years because he wanted to charge an extra $2,500 a year so that we would be, quote unquote, well taken care of. And when we needed more than 20 minutes of his time, we'd have it. And I didn't want to do that, mostly because he was a great guy, and he was very good at the time that I went to see him, but he sort of got lost in the system. And he told me the last time I had a physical, he was been a member of a band for a long time. He and some friends have a band that does Saturday night gigs here and there. And he said to me, I wish I could play in the band full time and not be a doctor anymore. And I just, that kind of aided me. And I thought, pay him $2,500. So I'll try a couple of other people that I've seen. But there's a, I don't know if you'd call her a homeopath or naturopath, that I am seeing to make sure that everything is straight. You know, I get a lot of that from Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. But I just want to know, you know, you look at the whole situation. But this woman is $450 per visit. And the follow-up's $200. And then you have to, you know, I think the insurance will pay for the blood work. But it's just, if you don't have that money, then what do you do? That's the thing. And you, everything has become, everything about healthcare has become so expensive. Part of it is the profit motive, which, okay, that's for the way that we run our country and much of the world is based on capitalism, which is swell, except some people can't make it function. So how do we get into it with those people, try to help them out? If they can't take care of themselves, is it our job to take care of them? I've often thought that is the reason that we're all here to help. I do believe that if people, that's the only time I think people should get social help, social security, help from the public, is when you cannot take care of yourself. It is our obligation to take care of those who cannot. Then you have to define that. And go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say, especially when so many others around the world have figured it out.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to figure it out. We need to do better. And one of the things Dr. Ken and I will be talking about this week are the problems people have with cognition, the Good Day Health program. We have 2 hours of that every weekend on a lot of these same stations. Ken and Jack take a very different approach to medicine and to healthcare. Ken spends his time with us when we're on the air together talking about some of the results of studies and research that's done. And so we have a lot of focus on your heart and internal medicine, but dementia is on our mind and Alzheimer's this week as well. Catch that. Good Day Health. Now, 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra sharp monitors and top brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. This is the portion of the hour we go into social media trending items, and in terms of music, what's trending right now is the passing of Denny Lane, who was a founding member of the Moody Blues, also known as the Moody's, among those of us who love the Moody Blues. He didn't stay with them. I think there's only two members that are actually still on the road now with the original Moody Blues story. That's John Lodge and Justin Hayward. Anyway, Denny Lane was also a pal of Paul McCartney's, and after leaving the Moody Blues, he went into Wings and has he was 79 years old, there's quite a repertoire. We'll talk about some of the things that he did in his life of music after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So if you want this world of yours, turn about you, and you can see exactly what to do. Please tell me, I'm just a sailor in a rock and roll band.
Moody Blues! Oh my God. Crank this up, there's nothing like this. Listen to this, Jane. The music it goes into. You're talking about the wall of sound. Oh my God, these guys.
That's fantastic.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, what's so fascinating is he's co-founder of two very significant bands in music history. I mean, you have the Moody Blues, Wings. It's just, he had quite an incredible life and still died so young.
Yeah. Yeah. He wrote a lot of the songs that the Moody, he and Justin wrote most of the music early on for the Moody's, and then he worked collaborating with McCartney on songs like this. Crank this one up a little bit, will you? He was into psychedelic stuff. The Moody's founded, I think, 67, 68, when they were all just barely out of their teens, as I recall. They became very successful very quickly, especially in England and Europe, and then they caught on over here big time. It was 64 when they first got started. Matter of fact, now I'm thinking about it, I think they were in high school, or they were obviously young. He was, 20, because he was born in 1944. I think Justin is 80, or just about this. They're all about the same age. So we think about all these aging rockers and what's going on with the world of rock and roll. It's a whole lot different now than it was, for sure. He worked with Ginger Baker also, who is a pretty classic rocker. And early on with the Knack, he was back and forth. He was sought after because he was a great instrumentalist. He was kind of he was great at being in the moment, if you will, being very creative with the things. You know, they do a lot of last minute stuff, kind of like the Wrecking Crew with the music in Los Angeles. So the passing of Denny Lane, we talk about here on the Good Day program. On our time clock, looks like 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look at the Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States plans to help establish a field hospital inside the embattled Gaza Strip for civilians wounded during the conflict between Israel and Hamas. USAID Administrator Samantha Power made the announcement as part of a new $21 million aid pledge for Gaza and the West Bank. Yesterday's U.S. military flight brought some 36,000 pounds of food and medical supplies to the northeastern Egyptian city of El Arish, about 30 miles from the Rafah border crossing into southern Gaza. It was not clear when the new field hospital would be up and running or what other nations were helping financially back the aid. SAG-AFTRA members have voted to ratify their contract. This means that the longest labor battle in Hollywood history has come to an end. The 118-day strike was suspended in early November after a tentative agreement. It was approved with 78% voting in favor. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Time. Woo-ha. 34 and change. Speaking of time, we have how many days till Christmas? Today is the
23.
So 23 days from, no, it's less than that.
No. Yeah, I went the wrong way. Because it was 20 days yesterday, so it'd be 19.
Yes. 19 days until Christmas. How are you doing on your shopping? Here's a good way to get kind of a cute gift. We're still giving away these CDs from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So here on Good Day, we have come up with lots of different clever ways for you to win a CD or an LP you choose from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So we play some music from the TSO, or I'll give you the cue to call 855-999-DOUG, and you get into the list, and I think we have, what is it we got, about a dozen so far, James? From all over the country. I would like to have somebody who wasn't in the country. However, I don't know if our phone system, I know we can call out to go around the world, but I don't know if people can call in. I think we probably get calls from Canada for sure, and Mexico. And we have, again, a lot of people listen to our feed at gooddayshow.com, which I think we've recently just cleaned up so that it is probably the better, it's the best that it has been, frankly. So anyway, wherever you are, however you're listening, gooddayshow.com or on the 480 stations that carry us at various points of the day, around the clock. What's wrong with it right now, right? 855, no better time than the present, as my mother used to say. 855-999-3684. So the first person that calls. Matter of fact, why don't we do this? I'm feeling that this is my Christmas time for this half hour. Everybody who calls that, James will have a good time with this. Just give them all, just give me their names. That's all I want to know, James. And we'll give everybody a CD or an LP as they last. All right, for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And then you will qualify. We're trying to figure out when we're going to do this Audio Technica drawing. As soon as we give away all of them, we've got dozens of them to give away. Then we'll put everybody's name into a hat, and we will give away. This is worth, at least some of these things are worth a couple thousand bucks a piece. Fully automatic, belt-driven. It's a stereo turntable that has the added convenience of Bluetooth. So wireless connectivity is part of it. You're wired or you're wireless, whatever. It's a great audio quality that this thing produces. Super duper. All right? So take your best shot.
Yeah, and I mean, this time of year with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, just listening to the music isn't always enough. You have to go see their shows. Their shows are absolutely incredible. And their tours
like
going
light
on everywhere. What's that?
It's like a light and light and music show together.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah. And especially if you've never even been to a concert before in your life, this is like not the typical concert experience. It is truly unlike anything else. You could always find the tour and get tickets tsotickets.com.
Yeah, good. So you can join Ruth and Chad and Javi and Cheryl and Terry and Bob and Richard and Nick in winning the CDs, all right? There's a little Christmas gift that you can take for yourself or give to somebody else. Hooray. 855-999-DOUG, which translates to 855-999-3684. There's a move in the House to formalize the impeachment inquiry. You talk about a waste of time. This is such a waste of time. Mike Johnson says, I mean, every day there's a reason, I guess, to like these people for whatever reason. And then the next day, there's a reason not to like them. There is no, I know some of you hardcore fanatics who think that Joe Biden is the devil incarnate and that Donald Trump is like Nirvana. Okay, so the rest of the world that actually thinks with a reality quotient realizes that the only thing this does is it embarrasses you. I mean, are there reasons to impeach Biden? There are reasons to impeach all of these guys. If you really want to dig around, you can go back in history. The first memory I have of anybody trying, you know, any real move to impeach anybody was Bill Clinton. And that was a miserable failure. And all it did was embarrass him and a lot of other people. It didn't, and if he, you know, he was impeached because he lied when he testified about his deal with Monica Lewinsky. Okay, yeah, right. So, you know, you can say, well, that was an impeachable. The lying, this is the trick with lawyers or with prosecutors. And it reminds me, it's the same thinking with O.J., okay? They couldn't get O.J. on the real charge of murdering his ex-wife and that kid that was with her. So they got him and sent him into the slammer for what was kind of it was awkward. It was a sort of trumped up thing when we're into the hotel room and he got his memorabilia back and he was waving a gun around, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, wasn't he convicted in a civil trial, like something of a lesser charge? In family was fighting for child custody.
He was supposed, well, I don't know about that. He was supposed to pay $33 million to the family. Was it Golden or Goldsmith or Gold something or other? That was the kid that was killed with his wife. And he figured out a way. And all these guys, Alex Jones, the same thing. They get settlements or judgments against them, and they figure out how to hide all their money so they never have to pay. I don't think that I think the only thing they got from OJ was his retirement. There was whatever money he had stashed away or his kids got or however it worked, that the Goldman family never got it. And so it's just the legal system. And so impeaching Biden would cost the taxpayers millions of dollars. You can say, yeah, it's worth it. No, it's not. You can, if you want to donate to the impeachment inquiry and the impeachment proceedings, then you send in your check. I don't want my money used for that purpose. Thanks very much. Because it will never go anywhere. It's not, he's not going to get impeached. So what are we doing here? What are we, we're wasting, I mean, they go through 35,000 pages of financial records, and you know, is Biden guilty of stuff? Yeah, I think he is. I think he's guilty as hell of being a crook attached to his son. But you're not going to get him, especially in time for the election. So what are we doing here?
But how is it any different than what is being done to Donald Trump?
It isn't. Well, I don't know. I mean, in the impeachment, they tried the impeachment stuff against Trump, too. The stuff that's being done, some of that is politically motivated for sure, Jay. The stuff, all the legal troubles, and some of it was brought on by his own. He's done some things. I'm privy to some folks who know him very well, and he's done some stuff that, you know, most people, let's put it this way, most people wouldn't be able to get away with it. But he has. And so, you know, you give him kudos because he's clever. Whatever it is, he understands the system and he works around the system. Sooner or later, you break down that stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff that's been thrown against him. How much of it is political? A lot of it is political. A lot of it is. And he brings it on himself. It's almost like he likes it. He relishes all the attention and then going out and doing things that, you know, are not productive, not helpful. How is all of this, any of this, helpful in the running of our country? It's not. Mm-hmm. And that's why we are in a jam, because we have people who are not leaders. They are followers. They do what the political maelstrom suggests that they do, just because I'm a Democrat, so I got to vote with the Democratic leadership, or I'm a Republican, and that's why we need a third party. And to wit, with that, some of you, the hardcore Trumpers, can't stand Liz Cheney. Jen Horne is one of those. But she has, you know, one of the reasons that she got booted is because she was such a strong critic of Trump. Now, she said yesterday she's going, she's weighing a third-party bid against Trump. She wants to run for president because she thinks that it will be dire if Trump returns to power next year, and it could be the end of American democracy. I don't know whether it would or it wouldn't. I don't know that Trump at this point will be good for the country. I think there were some things that he did when he was in for the 4 years that were very good. But he doesn't know. Right now, it's like almost like he's off his rocker with stuff.
I had more money in my pocket when he was president than I do
now. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that one. Yep. So if that's the only way you judge, and most people do. Remember when What's-His-Face, who ran Clinton's campaign, created the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid." And it is. That was... You know, that's why Clinton got elected, because of the reality of when George Bush the father did his thing, the tax thing, which was contrary to what he had promised. This is why I didn't vote for him. I started voting for libertarian candidates in 1990, and I've never voted for a president for a candidate who's won. And I hope that changes this year if I vote for Robert Kennedy, but there's these other guys. I mean, I find Liz Cheney and what she has to say pretty intriguing. She said yesterday, I happen to think democracy is at risk as a result of Trump continuing to have a grip on the Republican Party. I think democracy is at risk internationally as well. I think she's right. There's a lot of stuff going on that is just not good. Anyway, she always points to January 6th as a reason to not back Trump. And there are a lot of the stuff that does connect to, you know, you asked what's he guilty of. I think there's pretty clear evidence that he's pretty well connected to what happened on January 6th in one way, shape, or form. And I don't know about all the other stuff, but there's something, at least in my mind, he's connected to that in a way that's pretty unhealthy. Now, Cheney's on the stump because she's got a new book called Oath and Honor, a memoir and a warning, which focuses on the fallout of 2020 and the events around January 6th. She describes Trump as the most dangerous man ever to inhabit the Oval Office. Well, history would go back to, I don't know, how. Let's define what dangerous is, right? Let's define that. And in defining it, there were some characters who were around before Abraham Lincoln, after the Founding Fathers, all of that first bunch, the Adams and the Jeffersons and the Washingtons and stuff. Well, the guys that came along after that, Polk and some of these other nitwits that were president, were pretty corrupt.
Well, and it's a totally different time, too, where there are other resources candidates have and presidents and anybody in politics have today that they didn't have back then. What would some of those people have done if social media was around in that day?
Yep. All right. And speaking of people who have written books, Marjorie Taylor Greene has written a book, and she's been all over the place. And I decided, even though this is not a political program, I find her to be such an interesting character that Jay invited her to come on the program, and she will be with us right after the 8 o'clock news Eastern time this morning. If you want to listen to the conversation we have with Marjorie Taylor Greene, then you are welcome to do so, of course. In the meantime, let's think about how you're doing in the weight loss department. How much have you gained? Of course we're. I actually have lost weight because I didn't feel well for a couple of weeks. I've lost, I think, 7 pounds. Didn't need Calitrin, but most of you who have gotten onto the chocolate and onto the ice cream and onto all the goodies from the parties, all the food, leftovers, yada, 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 putting on a couple of pounds. So let's stop it right now. Go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. Learn how you can stop right now, as of today, gaining weight and still eating the stuff that you love. It's all natural, but the advice is to start losing weight and start losing today. Go to toploss.com and see all of the success stories. Have some, get excited about it. It's an exciting program because it works so well. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out for free shipping and all the best deals. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Farm and Family Time at 53 after the hour. Jay Bird and Duggar here on the Good Day program. This is our food, family, and farm focus on National Gazpacho Day. You're going to have to take the lead on this because I don't know from nothing about gazpacho.
I don't understand why National Gazpacho Day is in December and not say like July or something. Like when you think about eating cold, refreshing soup, I would think about maybe eating some in the summertime. That's when I personally prefer to eat it. But no, it is in the wintertime and it's cold and it's soup and it's delicious.
Is it? Why? Why do you? A lot of people have it with bread. And okay, so that's good. I found some really great tomato soup, and I love to dunk. So, but I have to be careful of what I dunk because I don't want to engage my gluten allergy. Mm-hmm. But it's really some of this tomato soup now this time of year, as you've suggested, is cold. And I like warming up. I eat a lot of soup. It's summertime, wintertime, doesn't make a difference. But I've never really, I can't tell you I've ever had gazpacho, ever.
Oh, you are missing out. Again, it is definitely a summertime thing. It's typically tomato. It's like a vegetable soup, but it's chilled. I had this one that was, it had watermelon in it at one point, and it was, it does not sound like it was something that you would want, watermelon and tomatoes in a cold soup, but it really is absolutely delicious. I don't recommend eating it today, even though it's National Gazpacho Day. Wait for the summertime. And we'll go get some. I'll come out and visit you, and we'll go get some together.
Okay. All right. I do want you to come visit, and yeah, have some gazpacho. All right. It started, by the way, it's a Spanish dish, which makes sense because gazpacho sounds like something that would be something in Spanish, right? So it started back in the 8th century in the Ottoman Empire, and then Christopher Columbus brought it over. I'm sure it was great, in great shape when he got it here. But pretty much...
That's why it was cold.
Yeah, right. It's kind of a tomato soup in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tomato base. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. It's also National Microwave Oven Day. Percy Spencer, American engineer, developed the means to prepare food with microwaves back in the 1940s. I didn't realize it went back that far. What I know about microwaves is that you shouldn't use them. Not that you'd be hurt, but you don't get any benefit because the microwaves, what you don't hear in any of the stories about microwaves, unless you talk to somebody who's a scientist or someone who understands microwave technology, the microwaves redistribute the value, the molecules, the structure of whatever it is that you're cooking so that it has no beneficial, it's like eating newspaper. The stuff that you eat from the microwave doesn't have any value. It doesn't have any food value. But it's handy if you want something warm. There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's think about what we are microwaving. I use the microwave, and typically things I'm microwaving are not of nutritional value to begin with. Like, if I'm actually reheating some good food, I am putting it in the oven or putting it on the stovetop. But there are some of those instant things. Like, I know you're going to shun me for this, Doug, but the instant mac and cheese kind of stuff that just takes 3 minutes, you pop it in the microwave, it's really good in a clutch moment. There's no nutritional value in that at all. So no, the microwave is not causing any harm.
Right. No, it's not doing you really any harm, per se, that I know. It just doesn't do you any good. Maybe that's the better way of putting it. From what I've been told or what I've, you know, doing this for a living as long as I have, you find out pretty much a lot about a lot. And so when people come on the program and you hear this stuff or you read it, I'm a voracious reader, and so I read everything I get my hands on because it somehow or other will work its way into a conversation on the air. That's hopefully what makes me sound moderately intelligent, is because I have answers to questions or I feel like I know something. That's not the case with gazpacho. But it is the case with microwaves.
Well, and one of the things too with microwaves, sometimes it's not always the microwave that causes harm. Like popcorn is it's a popular thing for people to put in the microwave. And the inside, what is it? There's some kind of chemical in the packet or in that fake
the
butter they use. And when it heats up, there's something where it's like, popcorn's not bad. It's actually a great snack. But to cook it over the stove rather than in the microwave, because that bag itself is what causes harm.
The same thing happens, you know, they say don't drink out of a plastic bottle, don't drink water out of a plastic bottle, because if you leave it in the sunlight, it'll change the molecular structure of the plastic. And the same thing happens when you put the plastic into the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Food.
Right, exactly. All right, so there's our Food Farm Family Report right now. Your time, 855-999-DOUG. You want to win one of these CDs? Call right now, and we'll give you the Trans-Siberian Orchestra music to enjoy Christmas by. Right? It's a good way to cook, speaking of cooking things, to the background of the TSO. All right?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.